Hello, welcome to Easter Sierra Now. I'm Byron Walter, your faithful host. It is hot out there, and there is an excessive heat warning for this weekend. So I wanted to start the news off that way, because that's pretty much the most important thing, because we all have to stay safe as people, citizens of the Eastern Sierra. Now, we have a lot more news for you today. It's a very heavy news day. There's a lot going on in the Eastern Sierras. Go ahead and download our app and go to our YouTube page to watch our two new videos, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair, featuring artists from all over the region and their processes in which they take their art. But before we get to the news, let's hear from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Okay, Byron back here. Thank you to our sponsors. I, for one, love doing the news. And you're the reason why we can do that. Okay, the extreme heat expected this weekend, the National Weather Service plans to issue an excessive heat warning for Owens Valley this weekend, with temperatures forecast to rise from 104 Friday to 107 by Monday. We're talking about dangerously hot afternoons with little overnight relief. The NWS says this will result in a major extreme risk of heat-related illnesses for much of the population. Anyone without access to adequate indoor cooling will be especially vulnerable. Overnight lows only falling to the 80s or 90s in some desert areas and will result in buildings running air conditioning 24 hours a day. Children, the elderly, and the people with chronic ailments are usually the first to suffer from heat. Heat exhaustion, cramps, or in extreme cases, heat stroke can result from prolonged exposure to these conditions. So, as always, y'all, drink plenty of fluids, stay in the air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Seriously. It gets so hot in there, it's unbearable after a minute in a car when it's that hot outside. I've tried it before just to see what it was like. I also have a German Shepherd Husky who will be staying indoors, unfortunately, a lot, and he will be having to sit in the air conditioning. Otherwise, the sun and this excessive heat can really harm him. So be careful with your dogs. Our canines are very important to us, our children. Be very cognizant to the heat and take caution, okay? All right, now for some road openings and closure updates from around the area. In the Inyo National Forest, in the Mammoth Ranger District, Lake Mary Roads within the lake's basin is opening on Friday, July 14th at 8 a.m. There's a hazard tree abatement will continue to be there with temporary traffic stops. The only campground open will be Twin Lakes. Cold Water Creek is overflowing. Drive slowly and do not park in flooded shoulders. Parking is extremely limited. Please check the ESTA site for trolley information. All right, the Reds Meadow Road will continue to be closed to the Mammoth Mountain Inn/Main Lodge admin access only past this point as staff continue clearing the road. And on to the White Mountain Ranger District. Buttermilk Loop Road is now open. Silver Canyon Road is now open. Coyote Flat, Sugarloaf Road, Sand Canyon, Wyman Canyon, and White Mountain Road past Patriarch Grove remain closed. I know this because two of my friends tried to go up to White Mountain the other day and they got shut down. But they had a really good time in the Bristlecone Ancient Pine Forest. So there's that. Now up to the Mono Lake Ranger District. Big Springs Road and Sawmill Cutoff Road are currently being repaired for fire access. Walker Lake Road, Boiler Canyon Road, Horse Meadow Road, Forest Roads remain closed due to heavy storm damage. Three new roads have been partially closed this week due to excessive storm damage as well. Segahen Meadow Road, Wild Horse Meadow Road, and Pilot Springs Road. Forest engineers are working diligently to address and repair all of these roads to get them open so we can enjoy all of our backcountry roads. But if you would like to get involved with the efforts and help repair these roads, please contact our partner organization at Valley Outdoors. Volunteer at valleyoutdoors.org. Okay, on to the next story. And now for some really good news. State Route 120 reopens at Lee Vining. It took 239 days to open the road. It was closed on November 17th for the winter. This is the highway's longest closure in the past 20 years. It's going to be really busy in the park, so I would plan your trip. I would call 1-800-427-ROAD or get the app. It's quickmat.ca.gov. Just to check before you go and visit Yosemite, there's going to be lots of traffic and congestion, and there's still construction along 120. It is open, but there is still going to be delays. All right, now to our next story. Something really serious and just kind of baffles me as a human. There are illegal burro killings discovered in Death Valley National Park. I am someone who has spent a lot of time with burros. I've spent a lot of time with my camera filming them, studying them. They are very peaceful creatures. They come right up to you and kind of test you and kind of give you little nods and stuff. But they are just very peaceful and I don't understand. National Park Service officials are investigating the death of 5 burros. I hope I don't know these burros. I was literally in Beatty, Nevada filming a pack of burros a month ago, close to Death Valley. The abandoned carcasses also endanger native wildlife. Yes, the California condor, for instance, who inadvertently ingest toxic lead shot when feeding on dead animals. All right, if you have a tip for the National Park Service, the tip line is 888-653-0009. That's again, it's 888-653-0009. I hope the people that have committed this crime get caught. It doesn't make sense to just shoot an animal just to shoot them. It never will. It's unethical and it's inhumane. That's it. On a lighter note, are you looking for something to do that's out of the ordinary? Well, at the Laws Museum, there's a show called The Lau Murder. The Laws Museum and Playhouse 395 are going to join forces to solve a murder and eat some tacos. Ooh, I love tacos. It's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday, August 26th of 2023. It costs $75 per person. It's catered by Astorgas. Yay, one of our sponsors. That's amazing. Let's go, Astorgas. Get it. All right, you can RSVP at 760-873-5950. It should be a lot of fun. Murder mysteries are hella fun. These are incredible thespians and professionals, and they're going to put on a great show in an incredibly awesome setting. You all know what I feel about Laws Museum. It's amazing. Okay, so yeah, RSVP right now at 760-873-5950. And last but not least, let's talk about fire safety. Inyo County homeowners are urged to take advantage of the free green waste disposal being offered this weekend and use the opportunity to prepare against the threat of wildfire. Yeah, we're entering that season. We're entering it fast. Gate fees at the Inyo County landfills will be waived for those bringing in green waste only, no mixed loads. And the Bishop Landfill will be open both Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Big Pine Transfer Station will be only open Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Independence Landfill, only Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the Lone Pine Landfill, Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. As I stated yesterday, this offer is only applicable to Inyo County residents. You have to bring ID. I'm going to bring mail. It is not extended to commercial haulers, landscapers, or contractors, okay? According to CAL FIRE, defensible space is the first line of defense for your home against wildfire. That's coming from our professional wildfire fighters. All right. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. I urge you to download the app and watch our two new videos on YouTube, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair, featuring artists and their processes from all over the region. I had a really good time reading the news to you today. Be very safe this weekend with the excessive heat. Byron, out.